Before that, on BBC Radio 4, it's time for today's play, which opens in The Hague at a session of the International War Crimes Tribunal.
All rise, whoever lives.
So, what do you think?
It's smaller than I had imagined. I expected something grander. Lots of chandeliers and oil paintings.
And the reality?
It's all a bit mundane, really. I mean, the one that Milosevic prefers to stay at home.
The building used to belong to a Dutch insurance company. But then I guess we're in the same game. Checking claims, sharing out the blame. I'm Jane Bryce, by the way, on attachment to the tribunal from the Canadian Foreign Ministry.
Ivo Kandic, from Zagreb, one of the Croatian witnesses.
Oh, you were the interpreter, right?
Yes.
You saw everything.
Yes, I guess so.
A Matter of Interpretation by Peter Morgan.
Please read the words on this card.
Now don't worry about it. What do you think of our wonderful glass wall?
We can see the court. Can they see us?
Not exactly. The glass is 2 inches thick, specially designed. It's bomb and bulletproof, obviously. A transparent medium between two worlds. Like a good interpreter.
He shot Josip 3 times in the back and then made us drag his body into a corner.
He'll have to hang loose for a few days, Ivo. This guy's got a good lawyer, and he's going through the witnesses real slow. We're in trouble here.
But he was there. Lukic was there. I saw him give the order to burn the village.
Well, go in there and say that, Ivo. Otherwise, this case goes down the pan. There's too much gossip. Not enough hard evidence. We need someone reliable in there. Someone who stayed neutral.
No, I do not know where Lukic was at this time.
He's got a new suit.
Lukic? Yeah. Some American fighting fund. Croatians abroad.
He's got fatter, too. That shirt's really bursting at the seams. God.
Dutch prisons are far too liberal.
And his witness is terrified. He can't stop his leg shaking.
Will you be okay?
I think so.
After 5 years.
People forget how bad it was, that war within a war.
Yeah. I mean, everyone's heard of Sarajevo and what the Serbs did to the people there. But no one remembers that the Croats were doing the same thing further north.
Mm.
Killing Muslims, burning their villages, just like Kosovo.
People forget, though, don't they? They forget what came before.
It only takes a moment to commit a crime, Ivo. Delivering justice takes a lot longer.
This poor guy, in the witness box, he's still got mud on his shoes.
That's the least of it. There's some private business going on between the accused and some of the witnesses. They're all from the same village, same district. Friends and neighbors.
That's quite common.
I know. Kind of screws us up, though, don't you think? Anyway, perhaps we can turn this thing around. You heard about Bailey, I suppose.
No.
The old man pulled out. Said he couldn't answer questions about operational matters. Yeah. Wouldn't be anything to do with his new book, I suppose.
Maybe Bailey had had enough. Like me.
What we're watching here is the blood-stained partition of Bosnia.
At gunfire, you can hear it's a sudden outburst of firing. Everyone here has dived for cover, the British mixed up with the Muslims.
People who were left behind, so all the Muslims, will be ethnically cleansed.
There's frankly very little that the UN can do but stand aside and watch and in limited areas save some lives.
Mm-hmm. Where's Captain? I need him to interpret. He's with Lukic, the car commander, sir. Get in here! Now! Thank God we left the cameras behind today, or this shambles would be all over the 6 o'clock news. This is no time for playing the hero, believe me. And that's what I'm going to tell Sarajevo.
But the Bosnian forces have pulled back. They've run, haven't they? Left us to clean up their bloody mess again.
Right! How many people have we got to deal with this time?
Around 100 civilians, sir. 20 or so men, the rest women and children. They're sheltering behind the APC. We must escort these people to safety. Our United Nations mandate...
Under the UN mandate, man, my men are in danger.
Yes, sir. Keep up. Good. Now, what's the Croat saying?
That we can lead, but not the Muslims, sir.
Davis, that's not acceptable.
He says we are now inside newly liberated Croatian territory, and that the villages, the Muslims, come under his political authority.
I see.
Jesus Christ, Davis. And if we refuse? Then I think he will make things very difficult for you, sir.
These people will be killed. We can't leave them.
I want a written guarantee from the commander that these villagers will not be harmed after we leave.
David,
he's a fighting man. He will respect that promise.
I want no part in this.
We have to trust him. This is not our war.
And this is a war crime.
Ivo, I have a duty to my men and their safety. We must accept this man's word.
Yes.
Then draw up a document.
Only here, in a foreign city, can I make sense of it all. I'm walking back to the hotel, past the art gallery, the Maurits house. There's this wonderful smell of coffee and perfume all around. And suddenly I feel immensely happy, like I found the answer. At last, I realize I can tell the truth. At home, of course, I am a hero. 6 months as a British Army interpreter, $15,000 in a German bank. Thank you, sir. And then the war was over and we didn't talk about it anymore. We just pushed all the grief and all the guilt out of our minds.
Good evening, sir. Welcome to the hotel.
So I did the same. Got a job as a translator. Got a wife and an apartment in the center of Zagreb. For 5 years, I never talked to anyone about the Bailey and what happened in that village. I tried to forget. But the faces always come back.
Your room, please, sir?
A few months ago, I fainted in a business meeting. Just passed out at the table. Beg. I went straight home. I mean, no one would have understood. That morning, I'd had a letter from the tribunal. An invitation to testify. To bear witness. We were the last people to see those 20 men alive. Bailey and the commander signed their silly document and we got out of there as fast as we could. No one said anything on the way back. We all knew we had done a bad thing and that we could have done more. It was Bailey's decision. He was in charge. I didn't do anything wrong, really. Nothing that I'm ashamed about. Sometimes I think about the women. Sure, I helped direct them to the evacuation buses. Their lives were in danger, weren't they? And Lukic said that they had to leave their homes. I was trying to help. Trying to make it less bloody. Do you understand? I was trying to help. This time, I'll tell the truth. I will. So tell me, who is really on trial here?
A beer, please.
Yes, sir. You're here for business.
You could say that.
No one comes to the Hague for pleasure, not on a Monday night.
Yes, I guess Amsterdam has the edge there. Mm.
Now, can I play a little game, Mr...
Candidge?
Nothing hurts for Mr. Candidge. I just try and guess what people do. You see that grey-haired lady by the fireplace? She's the doctor.
Really?
Got talking to her last night. Something about her hands and the way she listened. Like she was used to hearing stories.
Is that so? Hmm? Now, how much?
Your accent is very Eastern. You are Russian?
Close. You're only 1,000 miles out. I'm Croatian.
From Croatia? I'm sorry.
Please, don't apologize. People always do that. Once they hear you're from war-torn Yugoslavia, as the newspapers call it, they treat you like a backward child.
I was very rude.
I've heard worse, believe me. You know, the greatest irony of all this? Before the war, we came from a big country, Yugoslavia, and everyone knew where we were. Then we fought this stupid, bloody war, and we vanished. Just disappeared off the map. Croatia, they say. Isn't that a Greek island?
You're a politician?
No. They dragged us into all this nonsense in the first place.
You have a politician's touch of loyalty.
Please,
yes, I can see it now.
It was lovely to meet you. But I must go and sit down.
No, I was getting there. Maybe by tomorrow night?
May I sit here?
Of course. I heard you going through the 20 questions over there.
God, yes.
He had me down as a doctor. Didn't have the heart to tell him I'm a musician.
Oh, no.
Yes, I'm afraid this glazed look comes from years of staring at conductors and first violinists, trying to work out where on earth we're going. François Mayer, by the way.
Ivo Kandic. At least you made the barman happy. A little half-truth now and then doesn't do any harm.
We do it so often, though, don't we?
What do you play?
Viola, in a chamber orchestra.
Wonderful.
Well, in theory, yes, I'm sure. In practice, well, let's just say I used to like Vivaldi. We have a concert on Wednesday evening at St. Jacob's. Mozart, maybe.
Do you know this city, then?
No more than all the others. We were in Amiens yesterday. North of Paris. You know, the Somme, all those other battlefields.
I do. I'm from Zagreb.
Ah. So you already know about such things.
Yes.
The fields are all cemented over now. Turned into roads and supermarkets. As if all those deaths had never happened. People forget.
It takes time, though, doesn't it? To forget, I mean.
Yes. The earth needs time to settle.
So, you're a soloist?
No, I just couldn't face tonight's communal meal. The others had gone to an Indonesian restaurant and... Oh, I really didn't want another night of shop talk and drunken gossip. I've been doing this for too long, I'm afraid.
How long?
20 years. 20 years of touring and a strange hotel life. You meet so many people, all doing the same circuit. You talk, you confess a little, and then you never see them again. How about you, Eva?
I'm an interpreter.
Ah, really? Ah, that explains your accent. You have a beautiful way with English. My husband's French. Your accent is rather better.
Thank you.
He always says that you never really get the whole picture in a second language. There's a layer of meaning that you don't quite get.
Yes. I was an interpreter during the war. For the British Army. Sometimes they'd descend into slang and schoolboy talk, and I'd find it absolutely impossible.
Well, it's the same in an orchestra. I mean, we're a mongrel breed, some French, some German, some English. So we talk kind of Esperanto. Has to do the andante, you can learn a lot from how people speak. The words they leave out, rather than the words they say.
Like being a spiritualist.
Sorry?
Interpreting. It's like being a medium. The link between two separate worlds.
Our musicians are the same.
You shut down. Or at least I did. Everything disappears. Apart from sound.
You just listen.
Yes. You have to listen and not act.
You have to detach yourself.
Exactly. The moment you get distracted by what you're translating, that's the moment you lose your way.
Get that man off my bloody vehicle! What the hell's he doing? Evo, for Christ's sake, speak to the fool! Get him off the roof!
This man says he's going to be killed. He is a Muslim. He wants our protection. He won't get off the vehicle unless you guarantee his safety, sir. He says all the men will be killed by the Croats. He's desperate.
Aren't we all? Tell him it's impossible. And we have to keep moving.
He says that we must save this village. His father and grandfather lost their home. He does not want to be the third generation to lose his land.
We're losing sight of the others. Come on.
But this man...
Now listen, Evo. Let's get this straight. We are leaving this shithole right now. If anyone ever asks you what happened here today, then you tell them it's none of their business. Okay. Do you understand, Evo? Nothing happened here today. Is that clear?
Molly Vasco, Bogavas, Molly New, the Dratton Hospital.
Clear that man away. Give him a few rounds in the air. Leave him, Candice. There's nothing we can do now.
And that's what happened?
More or less, yes.
It's terrible.
I'm okay. We move on. You know.
Would you like another drink?
Yes, please.
Same again, Barnum?
So, you see, there were times when we could have helped.
It wasn't your fault, Evo. That British officer.
Bailey.
Well, he should have done something.
It's so hard, you know. To be good. In the middle of such evil.
I know.
Everyone behaved badly. The Croats, the United Nations, even the Bosnians, when they got the chance. Look at Kosovo. Don't tell me that NATO fought a just war. Not after the way they bombed trains and refugees. I didn't want to come here. I didn't want to go through all this again.
Will you say these things in court?
I doubt it. I'm not the one on trial, am I? Perhaps I should be. For failing to provide assistance at the scene of a massacre.
At least you tried to help, Evo. To be good.
Francois, do you think there's a distinction between good crimes and bad?
I don't understand.
I mean, do you think that by punishing a great crime, you can excuse, perhaps, your own? I need a walk, some cool air. I wander through the midnight streets, past palaces and beautiful libraries, a park with a fountain. There's no point trying to sleep. Francoise knows I am lying. And if I can't convince her, then how on earth can I fool the court? She knows there's more to the story. That there are things I can't say. But how can I confess to a stranger when I can't even be straight with myself? If I can just stick to the story, then we'll be all right. I'll leave Bailey out of it. 20 men died there, Ivo. You're here to get justice for them. Just tell the court what happened as you were leaving the village. Tell them how the Croatian commander ordered the Muslim men into a line and marched them off into a forest. Tell them what you saw. What? Everything? Do I tell them what happened before we ran away? I remember it just as vividly. Do I tell them? We'd all been sent out to look for bodies. And I'd come up to a small white house at the edge of the village. The timbers of the roof were still smoldering, and there were bullet marks all around the windows. A summer afternoon, and the scent of white jasmine in the air. And then that other smell. Sour. Sweet. Human. I walked into the house.
Hello? This is the United Nations, British Army interpreter.
At first there was darkness, and then my eyes started to adjust. I was in someone's front room, in the middle of a disrupted life. Imagine. By the window, a table set for dinner. Two places. Two armchairs facing an empty grate. Whose life was this? I guess they'd been an elderly couple. And there in the middle of the room was a huge wooden chest. They'd obviously tried to take it with them. I walked over. There was a photograph album and some letters.
Hello? Who's there?
I didn't see him at first. And then under the dining table, I saw a pair of boots.
Over here.
Stay still. Let me look at you.
My grandmother. She's still here.
No. She's safe. She's in good hands.
She's Croatian.
Yes.
I can tell from your accent. You're my enemy. You're the enemy.
Calm down, please. Save your breath. This Bosnian boy. He'd been shot in the stomach, beneath the ribs. And the blood. Jesus Maria. I had never seen so much. I put my hand over the wound, but the redness kept swelling, surging through. He was a few years younger than me, and I felt this love for him. Love and anger. Anger at all this. This was the enemy. This child?
Have you seen my grandma? Have you seen my grandma?
Like most of the Bosnian soldiers, he looked such an amateur. His laces had snapped, and he wore a pale blue T-shirt over his combat trousers. What kind of war was this? That sent kids into battle in T-shirts.
Help me.
How?
Help me escape.
Where?
to the hills, to our camp.
He didn't know. There was no way he could know about the others. I'd seen all the Muslims being rounded up. The village was surrounded by Croat units. He would not have got out alive, believe me.
Please. My friend.
Stop. I am trying to work out what to do.
My leg. There's nothing.
There was a revolver by his side. And if I'd been less of a coward, I would have used it. There. I should have killed him. To stop his misery and mine. But I just stared at him. And he stared back. This stupid, desperate child. He wanted me to help. And I wanted to run away. Before my own sight caught up with him.
What's your name?
Davor.
I'm Hamdo.
I'm pleased to meet you, Hamdo.
And you, Davor. I can see the sun from here. Can you see it?
Yes.
When I was a child, I used to go to this summer house on the coast. At Split. Yes, Split. There was a palm tree in the garden. A big palm tree. And our neighbor had a motorboat. And I kicked my football over the fence and broke our neighbor's front window. My father came in and he said, Hamdo, what's happened? Tell the truth, my boy. Tell the truth.
And did you?
Yes. He thrashed me so hard with his belt that I couldn't sit down for 3 days.
Hamdo, I really should...
You're going to look for help. Thank you.
Rest your head. There. I won't be long.
Double. Thank you.
He didn't know me. He didn't know my name. What kind of obligation did I have to him? Don't ask me that question. Outside, I ran back towards the British patrol, back in the middle of the village. Perhaps we could help this guy. I would tell Bailey about him, and perhaps we could get him to a hospital. And then I ran around the corner and into my nightmare.
Ah, Kapitan Lukic. Dobadan.
The Croatian officer was a big man. Broad and strong. I feel weak next to him. As if he's made for war. For this kind of life. And I am not. So we stand there outside a burning house. Making small talk. He asks me what it's like working for the British Army, and I ask him, well, what it's like to murder people. Then he says I look anxious and wants to know what I've been doing, you know, as two men born under the same flag. I point at the house, some way off now. He looks at me, a cigarette twisted to the side of his mouth. And he says, who's in that house? No one, I say. He shakes his head and he asks me again. You're a Croat. Like me, he says. We're on the same side, though you won't admit it. Is there anyone in that house?
No.
What do I say? Who do I betray? I shrug my shoulders. The officer moves forward, puts the tip of his cigarette close to my cheek, close enough for me to feel the heat. You're no Croat, he says. Three of them walk towards the house. I look away.
Excuse the mess. War crimes are not a tidy business.
I know.
Most of the papers here relate to your case. Now, there's a huge vault downstairs for the rest. Guess there's enough work here to keep us busy until about 2005. Now, what's up?
I can't do this.
Now, hold on there, Evo. Can't do what?
Can't sit in there, in front of the judges and the journalists, and say what you want me to say.
What's happened?
You don't know the whole story. Everyone did bad things.
But you're here as a witness. Remember that.
You want me to say certain things, don't you?
Well, there's a case to put, yes.
So,
but
I'm the interpreter again, aren't I? Only saying what other people want me to say.
No, no, slow down, Evo. Now, where is all this coming from? A couple of days ago, you were fine.
I've just been thinking again about what happened. We all did bad things, can't you see?
Yeah, and this guy ordered the massacre of 20 men. Are you telling me that you joined in?
No.
Then what?
Nothing.
What did you do?
Nothing. I guess I...
What? What?
I should have done more.
It was a war. You weren't the only one. Okay, let's think of a nice way of saying this. We need you, Evo. And if you decide not to testify for whatever private reasons, then this guy will slip through our fingers. And we've got him nailed on a few minor charges, but without your word and without Bailey, then all the big stuff slips away. Do you get me?
You know, this is how it always is. Someone else giving the orders. Me just listening. Doesn't matter who it is. British Army, United Nations, Croat war criminal. Well, I'm making a decision for myself, for a change.
Okay. Okay. And you're sure?
Yes.
Well, let's not rush into things. There's paperwork here to sort out, and maybe you can give us a written statement. It's not as good as the real thing, but...
I'm sorry.
So am I.
There are too many questions in my head. Like I'm the one on trial.
Take your time, Evo. Come and see me before you leave. I'd like that.
Okay.
In the end, it's your war, not mine.
We cannot rest until the refugees are home.
Some of the Kosovan refugees who came to Britain to escape the Balkan War flew home from...
Within the past 24 hours, thousands of Serb civilians have fled the city, fearing reprisals from the returning Albanian population.
Beating drums and dancing in the streets, hundreds of ethnic Albanians celebrated today's mass exodus of Serb civilians, soldiers, paramilitaries and police from Kosovo's second largest town.
Their only hope was that the world would not turn away in the face of ethnic cleansing and killing, that the world would take a stand.
Only peace that ever lasts is a just peace, a peace based on justice.
Ivo? Ivo, this is a surprise.
I was walking past. Thought I'd come and listen.
How did it sound?
Marvelous.
Oh, I'm not so sure. The last rehearsal was always a bit flat. Everyone's saving their energy for tonight.
Well, I couldn't tell.
It certainly makes a difference. You know, we play all over the place. Town halls, theatres, country houses. But I prefer this.
People are more respectful in old places.
Yes. They don't cough as much during the performance. Speaking of old places, have you seen the altarpiece?
No, but I think you're about to show me.
You'll like it. Look, isn't it wonderful?
Oh, quite grand. For a Protestant church. Mm.
It's a monument to a Dutch sailor, Admiral van Opdam, killed in a sea battle with the English Navy in 1665 off Lowestoft.
Uh-huh.
Do you know where Lowestoft is?
No. It's in England.
Oh, yes. But don't worry. No one in England knows where Sarajevo is, so you shouldn't feel too bad about Lowestoft. I wonder what that war was about.
Money, probably. Money and pride.
Hard to think of the Dutch and the English fighting each other.
Or the French and the Germans.
People forget. Or rather, they forget to remember. And things move on.
Eventually.
I like the little statues.
Yes.
One of the priests showed them to me. They're meant to be symbolic figures, you know, to show a soldier's virtues.
Really?
Mm. There's providence, chance, I suppose, loyalty, and that one's vigilance.
And the fourth?
Courage, I think.
Are you going back to the hotel now?
Hmm. I have an overwhelming desire for tea and conversation.
I'll go with you.
So how about your own performance at the tribunal?
It's been delayed.
Really?
Oh, there are so many witnesses to get through. I might have to come back another time.
I see.
Crazy, isn't it? After all that expense.
Yes.
Justice takes a long time.
Ivo, I'm not quite sure how to say this because I don't know you very well, but there's a bit more to this, isn't there? Do you want to talk about it?
You'll think I'm terrible.
No.
But I'm a coward.
Ivo, come on.
I can't do it.
Simple as that?
Yes.
This trial isn't about you, Ivo.
No. I can't stand up there, though, and tell little lies.
They're not little lies. You saw a crime being committed. You have a duty to the victim, surely.
I also have to look after myself.
Don't you think that sounds a bit selfish?
That was.
Sometimes you've got to put other people before yourself.
And you weren't there. How the hell do you know what is right and what is wrong? Tell me.
I'm trying to help.
I know.
Cool down. Tell us at the next stop.
I'm sorry. But what is right if countries like France, Britain, and Germany go to stand judgment over us? Think of all the war crimes they've carried out over the centuries.
I know. But you're looking for excuses, Ivo.
Madame, monsieur, it's so good to see you again.
We'll have some tea when you're ready.
Certainly.
And in the next hour, we'll be discussing the continued tensions in the Balkans.
You're in the news again.
What? Here and around the world. Oh. Yeah, Kosovo. Yes. As ever.
Have you been there?
No. It doesn't hold much interest for Croats. Mind you, most Serbs don't care either.
There is now peace of a kind in Kosovo. These troops know that NATO's Kosovo engagement is likely to go on for many years, perhaps even for decades to come.
Do you agree?
Hmm. Yeah, pity. No one did this for Bosnia.
What do you mean?
That if NATO had bombed the Serbs back in 1992, then all this might never have happened. No Kosovo, no mass graves,
No war crime tribunal.
They left things too late.
Exactly. People forget. No one remembers Bosnia now, apart from those who lived through it.
To discuss NATO's military operation in Kosovo and
the... Oh, my God. Don't believe it.
We're joined by the distinguished veteran of the...
You hypocrite!
Lieutenant Colonel Davis Bailey.
What's wrong? I used to work for this guy.
What have we learned from NATO's first 6 months in Kosovo? It's the lesson I tried to apply in Bosnia against some opposition from the United Nations, I should add. We have to take charge. You have to stand up to these people.
I don't believe I'm hearing this.
Now, but you and all the others, you didn't stop the ethnic cleansing, did you? And I resent that allegation. I count my stint in Bosnia as one of the most rewarding periods in my professional career.
Oh, my God. The liar. The English liar.
Well, where are you going?
Out. Now, I need a walk.
Well, call me later, huh?
How could he? How could he sit there and tell such blatant lies? A robust approach, Mike Borgia. The only robust approach Davis Bailey ever knew was the road back to his cozy little headquarters. Look, look, he's an expert now, of course, an analyst. A Balkans veteran with in-depth knowledge of the Slav mentality. And oh, once you've pulled that confidence stick, there's no stopping you. Conferences, seminars, newspaper articles, book sales. Who would have thought that there was so much profit in other people's misery? No one wants to hear our version of events. After all, we're only the people who live there. The people who died there. We started the war. We are the only ones who can stop it. You outsiders. You forget that everyone lived together peacefully for 50 years. You treat us like children so that you can pretend to be adults. Well, I can speak for myself these days. You'll see. This bench is warm. There's sunlight on my face. I close my eyes and all I can see is that boy's face. Hamdo. Yes. Hamdo.
Help me.
How?
Help me escape.
Where?
To the hills. To our camp.
Sure.
You're going to look for help. Thank you.
Rest your head. There. I won't be long.
Thank you.
His face. His wounds. And what did his father say to him that time he got caught doing something bad?
Tell the truth, my boy. Tell the truth.
And so should I.
Please rise. Vous levez. This morning the court will hear evidence from Monsieur Ivo Kandic from Zagreb. Age 32, Monsieur Kandic served as an interpreter with the British Army from 1993 to 1995 in Central Bosnia.
But I couldn't help noticing that you arrived with Mr. Kandic. He's a friend of yours?
Yes, kind of.
I don't know what he's been through in the last couple of days, but he's come back a different man.
He's done a lot of thinking.
Yeah. The statement about Davis Bailey is pretty strong stuff, too. If everything that Ivo says is true, we'll have to pass it on to the UN in New York.
Good.
I'm glad Ivo changed his mind.
So am I. At last, I think he's found his own voice.
Monsieur Candide, please read the words on this card.
I solemnly declare that I will speak the truth.
Monsieur Candide?
That I will speak the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
In A Matter of Interpretation, Ivo was played by Davor Golub, Françoise was Christine Pritchard, Jane was Danica Fairman, and Bailey was Simon Armstrong. Hamdo was Boris Boscovich, the barman was Robert Harper, and the television presenter was Stephen Fisher. Other parts were played by members of the cast. A Matter of Interpretation was written by Peter Morgan and directed in Wales by Alison Hindle.